This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
9/12. I remember this day 17 years ago, the day that the United States 93% believed in George Bush. I was certainly one of them. 93% of the people loved what America represented. I don't even know who were the 7% that would be mad. Okay, I guess that's the Muslims that were here cheering across the bridge in New Jersey as the towers fell. But 9/12, what a day. I keep always reflect on that day. Whenever I lose sight of what we can become as a nation, I reflect on that day. And I say to us, we have to get up and remember that. And I dare you to go find that commercial where all those flags were lined up on those brownstones. And man, a sense of pride I had about that commercial. I don't know how long that feeling lasted for half this country, but they went right back to being the American-hating, military-hating, Muslim-loving, and just idiots. Ideological idiots that cannot stand that this country, what it represents. We had been attacked. There was going to be hell to pay for somebody for attacking us. And you know what? We're being attacked right now. And the only people who are going to make them pay, you're listening to my voice. You. You and me. We're the ones who are going to make them pay. Why do you think I made the movie, my team made the movie Bleeding Blue? You think it's because I'm a former cop? No. I made it because we needed something to push back against the grain, against the negativity of what's going on with police. And we needed sanity back. I didn't do it because it was going to make me money or give me an Oscar, even though they did want our script. The Oscars asked for our script. Can you believe that? I was shocked to get an email. Kevin, we'd like to have your script. It's behind a firewall. We don't let anybody see it. Well, I'm like, go see the movie. That's the script. But yeah, so we got that email, which was kind of cool. But anyway, look, 9/12. Remember that feeling. Remember the feeling on 9/11? The incredulity that somebody would attack us on our own soil, kill almost 3,000 of our citizens, and cheer it around the country. I asked the other day, how many countries do you think look at this day, 9/11, and go, you know what? And that was a horrible day for America, and they want to help us. They want to heal with us. I don't know of many. I mean, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm just asking. I know on 9/12 this year, I feel very differently than I did 17 years ago. I say we have a further divide. In 9/12, literally year after year. And I ask you, look at the timeline of when things started to change. From 9/12, where we were all together, to it just weakening and weakening and weakening and weakening, where people are blaming America for colonialism. They're saying we brought it on ourselves. We have more Muslims now in government than at any time in history. 17 years after 9/12, you would think it would be exactly opposite, because that would make sense. To say until we know more about this culture, until we know more about what their motives are, they can't be a part of it. Not to mention, Sharia should never even be mentioned when it comes to the United States. You can't practice Sharia law, period. And we don't do that. Crooked is what we have. We have a nation that is, and I'm talking about leftists, not you folks. You're accountable. You have a core, a spiritual core that is, you know, steeped with morality and ethics. Oh, you screw up. Don't misunderstand me. You do. You screw up badly, but you know it, and you admit it. You don't look for ways to rationalize it. You just go, okay, I screwed up. I have a problem. I have a problem with drugs. I have a problem with, you know, steal. I don't, whatever. You have problems. Get over yourselves. We know. But the left, they will never, you know, they're never going to admit it. They now sympathize with the people who attacked us, the same way they sympathize with the people who attacked Molly Tibbetts, Kathleen Steinle, and a host of other people that get attacked every day by black thugs, Latino thugs, women coming, going back 30, 40 years attacking men. CBS's Mooms, I don't even know who the guy is, but he's the head of the CBS. He's gone. They're saying now he may not get his $100 million contract. Don't worry. I don't feel sorry for him. His wife, Connie Chin, she's taking a leave of absence as well, which means they fired her too. If the head of the network is gone and that's your hubby, guess what? You're gone too, Connie. Is anybody going to look at that as discrimination against the Asians? They certainly aren't going to look at it as discrimination against men. I've warned all men, all families with young boys. I say, look, if you allow the Me Too movement to flourish, you might as well just go in the middle of the night and snip off the naughty bits of your sons. Because what they do today may live in infamy, and 20 years, 30 years from now, some girl that he asked out will go, "EJ, you abuse me." Or some girl he didn't ask out will make up a lie. Oh, because, yeah, we know leftist women are so trustworthy, right? You can certainly believe what they say. The very women who build their careers by getting on the casting couch and letting a troll like Harvey Weinstein have his way with her would dare now come back later and say, "Oh, look at what he did to me now that my career is over." And speaking of careers over and what they're willing to do, look at Kaepernick. He wants to ride on the backs of the civil rights movement and all the black people that are being killed by cops in the day, in the modern day. The cops are just out killing people. I'm not going to respect the country until it respects all of its people. Well, Colin, why don't you not respect black people? It's a legitimate question. Black people kill more black people every single day than any cop ever could, and you don't say a word. Do you have any disrespect for them? Of course not. Because that doesn't pay his bills. That's not going to help him get his awards and stay in the spotlight. And what of Serena Williams? Her little tirade about, women. Why? Because it was a male judge? Who saw your coach giving signs to you, who your coach admitted it, and you said, I don't cheat. It's about women. Really? Well, then why didn't they penalize a Japanese girl? I mean, this is what we deal with every day, folks. This is the new 9-12. You get any sense that we are united? You would think on 9-11, people would reflect back on that day and go, you know what, God, that's not a holiday. What do they reflect back on? An MLK day. Everybody wants to celebrate black history. Ooh, let's talk about black history. On a day where we got attacked, do you think the left wants to come together and remember that? Blame some Muslims? No, they want more of them in your midst because they're insane. These people are crazy. They want you to be too.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I got to tell you, I love Donald Trump's approach to foreign policy. Love it. I love it. It's masterful, to say the least. It's masterful. And there's no better place to highlight it than Iran. And here's an article. I'm going to read a part of it. It says, Iran reduced to begging after the Trump administration walked away from the disastrous nuclear deal in May, issued a warning to European nations that if they don't play ball by November the 4th, Iran will opt out of the nuclear deal itself. So the United States opted out. It caused the Iranian economy to go into a tailspin, to where the rial was in such a in bad shape that it's bizarre. I mean, it's crazy. Their currency devalued by just leaps and bounds. And so what they said is this. The reason why they set the date of November the 4th, the U.S. is scheduled to impose sanctions on the Iranian oil industry. So they set the date that said, if you don't bail us out of this, because the only thing they have is oil, at this point. If you don't bail us out, we're going to leave the nuclear agreement. And in other words, we're going to continue to build nukes. So what this means is Iran is going to try to go it alone in the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm telling you the scoop of what's happening in the world. Look, I'm no expert in this stuff, but I'm a pretty good expert in how you can put the squeeze on a country and how you can use that big, fat, gorgeous American economy to do it. And I told you guys, I said it from the moment that Donald Trump said he was going to run for the election, and what he started talking about, I said, Donald Trump is one of the most pragmatic guys on the planet when it comes to how he's going to deal with these countries, all of them, and it will be based on the U.S. economy. He will go to war with the U.S. economy because it's already been in a war, and we've been losing it, the trade war. We've been losing it. The foreign policy war, we've been losing it. Week after week, month after month, year after year. On Tuesday, Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi said on state television that Iran had, quote, clearly announced to European nations that if its main interest in a nuclear deal are not addressed, staying in the deal will not benefit us anymore. Now, let me go back and tell you this. Iran had been beating their chest for the better part of years under Barack Obama. You're going to remove the sanctions. You're going to give us money back. You're going to do all these things. And Barack Obama and the European Union, the feckless leaders over there, all, and I use that word loosely, leaders, they capitulated to everything. And Trump said, I ain't giving you jack. I'm increasing sanctions. And worse than that, if you, any other partner, if you deal with Iran, you're going to make a choice. You deal with them or you deal with us. End of story. Mic drop. So now their main interests have not been addressed. You want to know why? Multiple times, Iran has said, okay, Germany, okay, France, okay, Great Britain, okay, UK in general, here's what we want. And because of Donald Trump, the UK is going, look, we know how things were, you know, how it was in the past, but things are different. Here's what they write. U.S. sanctions on Iran have already included banning Iran from buying dollars and trading gold and other precious metals, as well as targeting the automotive sector. The EU, desperate to appease Iran, has sworn to protect the nuclear deal, but their efforts to circumvent American sanctions have proven difficult to achieve. Yeah. Iran's typical braggadocio has been jettisoned for a more obsequious approach, which didn't go unnoticed on Twitter because people were going, huh, I wonder where all the tough talk went. Huh? Where is it? Bloomberg wrote this. Iran has given the European parties until nuclear 4th to clear this deal, the start of U.S. sanctions against its vital oil industry, to come up with ways to offset the impact, suggesting it may otherwise pull out. I'm giving you a different take because I want you to understand what's going on here. Okay, this is Bloomberg. But here's the most interesting part of this deal and the part that cracked me up. As long as we can sell our oil, it will be in our interest to stay in the JCPOA. That's what Araghchi said, referring to the acronym of the 2015 accord in which the U.S. bagged out in May. Now, Iran went from all these other things that it demanded that the European Union do, automotive, all these other things. You're going to supply us with steel materials, etc. And Trump said, you supply any of that and you're toast. Then, now, and so they couldn't sell any of that. As of November the 4th, and I'm not going to tell you what to do in the Forex market, but you remember I told you the devaluation of the real compared to the dollar? If you think it's bad now, wait until November the 4th. The real is going to plummet. And there's a reason. Because when the United States imposes the oil sanctions, it is a death knell of the Iranian economy. Because no longer can any country accept Iranian oil and expect to do business with the United States. Now, I'm going to tell you, you got a few dollars? I'd sell my reals short. I would predict that currency to go down. That's just me. Wow. Now, Donald Trump's strategy has been all along to say, we're going to deal with these guys, with our economy. And while Barack Obama's appeasing him, Europe has been appeasing him, I want you to understand what this deadline is doing. This deadline has them scrambling. This deadline is taking these guys from the cockiest guys on the planet, threatening Israel, threatening the United States, Ahmadinejad, even chiming in on Colin Kaepernick, to the point where some of the richest people on the planet, the people that have made money off of oil, the people that kill 30,000 of its own folks in the 1980s to lead this revolution, and now they are in panic. Now, I've already told you about all the strikes that are going on inside the country. In fact, I just got a new message from my folks over there. I'm not even going to bother with it today because we don't have a whole lot of time in this segment. But all I can tell you is November the 4th, remember this day. And watch what happens to Iran. And then I want you to fast forward a little bit and ask yourself, what are they going to do when there's no economy left? When Donald Trump has essentially shut them off from the rest of the world, how long do you think it's going to take before these people say, okay, we're ready to talk? Because that's what's happening. And he hasn't put a bomb over there. The CIA, nobody's over there disrupting anything from Iran. Well, yeah, they got insiders. They got, you know, their own people doing it. But the United States government's not doing regime change. They're going to rely on this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Communities along the North and South Carolina coast are preparing for an onslaught of Hurricane Florence, as forecasters now are saying the storm will hesitate offshore just before making landfall early Friday. Former FEMA Administrator David Paulson on what we can expect from this storm.
They are ready for this storm. However, this is a significant storm. It is going to cause a lot of damage. There's over $1 trillion worth of housing stock in front of this storm. And a lot of it is not new homes, a lot of older homes. So it's going to be devastating, put it that way.
Republican senators lashed out on Wednesday to individuals who made vulgar calls to Senator Susan Collins in recent days, urging her to reject Judge Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court. Republican Senator Ted Cruz blamed the far left in a tweet for a harassment campaign against the moderate Maine senator, calling the comments toward Collins and her staff truly shameful. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If that is in fact true, the next question will be, did they ever make an effort to verify or corroborate? I think the answer will be, at best, limited and no. Which means that they purposely committed a fraud on four FISA court judges, that they politicized the Department of Justice and the FBI. Where do we go from there, Joe?
Well, see, here's the problem. It's fairly obvious that a fraud was committed on the court. All of this evidence is there. There isn't any doubt about it. So the question is, why isn't Huber conducting a grand jury on this? He was supposed to be looking at this in Uranium One. Well, in Uranium One, he didn't even interview Doug Campbell, who is our client, Victoria's client. The bottom line here is we cannot trust the department under Rosenstein, who, by the way, no longer he's got a big problem with FISA personally, and that's under investigation.
He signed the last one.
Yeah, but it's worse than that. He's now under investigation, and he can't do FISAs anymore. The bottom line is this:
he's under investigation.
Rosenstein is under investigation for things that involve the FISA warrants, and here's the key thing. Sessions is out of all of this. He can't do anything. So where are we in the department? We have a mess of such proportions that there is nothing that can be done about it. I do not trust at this point that the Inspector General, who has no subpoena authority, is going to be able to get to the bottom of this. He is, in fact, right now investigating Rod Rosenstein's role in the FISA warrant process. So Rosenstein can't have anything to do with the FISA process anymore.
Joe, I had not confirmed that myself. Sarah, have you?
No, I have not confirmed that. I have heard that.
Joe?
Bottom line is, we all talk to people, and that's what I know, and I'm happy to say it. It's a tragedy for where the department is. The department is in very bad shape right now. It is in free fall. Sessions is completely disengaged from this. It is a travesty of immense proportions.
Wow. This is a huge development. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. A huge development. Rosenstein. He's got issues. Here's what they say. I want to read from an article in the American Spectator, I believe it is, and they're not friendly toward Trump, but here's what they say. For precisely what federal crimes is the President of the United States under investigation by a special counsel? It is intolerable that after more than 2 years of digging, 16-month Mueller probe having been preceded by the blatantly suspect labors of Obama's Justice Department and FBI, we still don't have an answer to that simple question. What is Trump being accused of? Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein owes us an answer. And he's under investigation for this. I'll get to it in a second. But this is a very telling article. He says, the guy says, he's owed us an answer from the beginning, meaning when he appointed special counsel Robert Mueller on May 17th of 2017. Regulations under which he made the appointment require, one, a factual basis for believing that a federal crime worthy of investigation has been committed, two, a conflict of interest so significant that the Justice Department is unable to investigate this suspected crime in the normal course, and C, an articulation of the factual basis for the criminal investigation, i.e., investigation of specific federal crimes which shapes the boundaries of this witch hunt. He doesn't say witch hunt. He says the counsel's jurisdiction. He says this last provision is designed to prevent special counsel's investigation from becoming a fishing expedition, or what President Trump calls a witch hunt, which Dag Rosenstein more diplomatically disclaims is an unguided missile. And while Harvard's Alan Dershowitz invoking Maria Stalin's secret police chief pans as warped dictum, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. In our country, the crime triggers the assignment of a special prosecutor, not the other way around. But in the last few days, they say, President Trump has attacked his attorney general yet again for prosecuting two allegedly corrupt Republican congressmen, but refusing to politicize the Justice Department. He has conflated himself with the country in absurdly suggesting that an anonymous, derogatory op-ed by an administration official might be treason. Now, he's hammering Trump right now, such that the New York Times should, quote, turn the author over, which, by the way, it is treason, because what it's doing is it's somebody inside of the Oval Office who has single-handedly chosen to leak information that very well could be classified. It certainly, I'll put it to you this way, you're going to have a hard time saying that's okay to do. I would love to see how the left would be responding to this had it been Obama. Now, this is a person who claims they're on the right writing this article, trying to summarily defend President Trump while castigating him at the same time. He says he's used communist North Korea's murderous anti-American dictator Kim Jong-un as a character reference. If this is his plan for turning out the Trump skeptical vote, I respectfully suggest that it needs rethinking. Let me tell you something about these. All these intelligentsia on both sides of the aisle, these inside the Beltway pundits, they don't know jack. They don't. They think they have their finger on the pulse. They are nothing more than there's this highbrow haute couture, is the way I think of them. These, you know, very stylishly, you know, as I call them, just these snobs. And these are the people, they stay in those circles and they think they know you and me, the ordinary Joe. Let me tell you something. The ordinary Joe gets this. They see it. He goes on, he says, in any proper special counsel investigation, it would be worth asking why, if the Justice Department is too conflicted to handle the case, its top officials are an ethical fit to staff the case. In this particular investigation, however, the actions of the Justice Department and the FBI in commencing and pursuing the Trump-Russia probe are themselves under investigation by the Justice Department and the Inspector General and by several congressional committees. Under those circumstances, how is it appropriate to staff a special counsel probe, which is premised on avoiding a conflict of interest with lawyers who are top officials in the Justice Department, whose conduct of the same probe is itself under investigation? Do I need to recap? We just got new text from Peter Strzok that essentially says, go leak the information. And I'll tell you what his attorney said in a little bit, because I knew it was going to be an excuse that says, no, it's being misinterpreted, except for the fact that the very next day the leak occurred, and the day after that, Peter Strzok congratulated the person to whom he sent the text that says, go leak it. Yeah, try to talk your way out of that one. Then look at the rest of the food chain. Comey is exonerating Hillary Clinton before she was ever even really tried. The FBI not making a single videotape, not taking any notes when they supposedly questioned Hillary Clinton. And I could go on. An investigation that no FBI investigator would ever handle that way. And these people go, oh, no, we did it by the book. They gave preemptive, immunity to most of Hillary Clinton's staff. You know, trust me, folks, people get it. So these guys are all under investigation. He says, if we pretend that the president is a Democrat and we throw, let me go back here. If we pretend the president is a Democrat and we throw in for good measure Wiseman's adulation, this is the guy over the investigation, for former acting attorney general Sally Yates for insubordinately defying the president on an enforcement matter, is it not worth asking why attorney general Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself, but Wiseman gets to run an investigation? There's one thing, and there's one thing alone that would justify the appointment of a special counsel. Concrete evidence that Donald Trump committed a crime in connection with Russia's election interference. They don't have that. And they never will have it. Because he didn't do it. Now, Rosenstein owed that explanation on day one. He and Mueller's staff have evaded this obligation by arguing that nothing in the special counsel regulations requires a public recitation of the factual basis for the investigation. And more haughtily, they claim that the special counsel's regulations are not enforceable. They're just hortatory guidelines that the DOJ may flout at will. So to translate, Rosenstein claims that the Justice Department's desire for investigative secrecy takes precedence over the president's capacity to govern. Now we get to the real crux of it. Rosenstein and the Steele dossier. It is no answer that Rosenstein has given Mueller a supplemental memorandum dated August 2nd, 2017, purportedly fleshing out the factual basis for the investigation. This memorandum has been almost completely withheld from Congress and the public. Furthermore, from what we know of it, passages unsealed in connection with the prosecution of Manafort for crimes unrelated to Russia's election meddling, it is inadequate. He says it merely asserts that there are allegations of a crime having been committed but provides no factual allegations. And here's what we know. That Steele dossier is a lie. And now we've learned that the FBI, the Justice Department itself, was leaking information in order to go after Carter Page so they could try to, you know, involve more people, Donald Trump's satellites, in this wicked scheme to get rid of Donald Trump. You think these guys are going to skate? I'm telling you right now, they're about to go down and they're scrambling.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices. And let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I told you guys the other day I was going to talk about Cory Booker. He's such a little girl. He's so fun to watch, though. He so wants to be in the limelight. And I think the Democrats have given him some sort of false hope. Let me tell you, I can tell you something that you can take to the bank. Neither Kamala Harris nor Cory Booker will ever be president of the United States. They've risen as high as they're going to rise. That's it. I don't know, and something will topple them. I actually believe this. Scandalous people, both of them. Kamala Harris had an affair with Willie Brown when he was the mayor of San Francisco. He's 30 years younger than older than she is. And I think I know he was married. And again, I'm not, you know, it happens. Adultery happens. I'm not making any assumptions. You know, it is what it is. But I do believe that it does speak to a little bit of her character, because it isn't the first time. She's done that a lot. They used to call it sleeping your way to the top. But that's not, you know, you can't say that anymore because it's considered sexist. But I'll tell you this, Kamala Harris couldn't do it on intellect. I mean, there's no way she's going to get ahead on just what she has between her brains, okay? She had to go lower, if you know what I'm saying. But yeah, she's a scoundrel. But she'll never be president. No matter how much they set it up. Here's what I can tell you Obama did to light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialect. He ruined them. Unless you're a Republican, he's ruined them. And you may even be ruined if you were a Republican. If I ran for president, people would say, I don't know, he's kind of light-skinned with no Negro dialect. I don't know. I don't know if I can trust him. Obama, he was not the Jackie Robinson of the presidency. Let's put it that way. They ain't clamoring to get more Negroes in the presidency right now. Even Herman Cain, and he's darker than I am, he might struggle, but he'd be worth it. I'd love to see Herman doing it. I don't think anybody's going to be more effective than Donald Trump, but you need a businessman. You need somebody like Herman Cain. Herman wasn't rich enough, and Herman just couldn't, you know, when they went after him, and by the way, the Republicans went after Herman. It wasn't just Democrats. The Republicans torpedoed him. Herman didn't know how to fight against Republicans. He could fight the Democrats, but he couldn't fight his own party. Donald Trump got around it. He's had affairs. Donald Trump was like, whatever. I'm a billionaire. I've shown nothing but restraint. He dismissed him. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Cory Booker, who is nothing but a lying scoundrel. And people, let him run. Let him run. Let Kamala Harris run. I already told you a little bit about her history. Look, and again, I don't care if Kamala Harris slept with 50 married men to get to where she is. I'm just saying, you need to know so you can make a value judgment about it. Some people might care. Some people might go, I don't care. It has nothing to do with her ability to govern. Other people might go, man, she sure seems to want to get up in other women's business. Could be. Don't know. Not casting aspersions. I'm just saying, know who you're going to vote for. Because what's happening right now, they're just skipping these people along. They look the part. These are people who have paid their dues, sometimes on their back, sometimes on their knees, you know. But most of them, I don't care what their pedigree is, they're dumb. Look at Cory Booker. This is a dude who went to Princeton. If you look at him on paper, he's a brilliant guy. Take away the paper, he's an idiot savant of the highest order. And you know what he also is? He's a bold-faced liar. When he got elected to the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, he was talking about a guy named T-Bone. And T-Bone was a staple of his speeches. He would give this snub speech about T-Bone. And here's what he said one time. I said hello to this guy, and I'll never forget him. Let me talk like Cory Booker. And he leaped off the steps where he was standing, and he looked at me and threatened my life. He said that during a 2007 speech at a new school in New York. I later got to know this guy, and his name was T-Bone. And I'm a vegetarian, so that was a particularly vicious threat, Booker said to laughs. Months later, the Star-Ledger tried to find T-Bone. To no avail. You know how you look for T-Bone? You go to the police station and you say, I'm looking for a dude with an alias T-Bone. And a dude that's got a nickname like T-Bone, you better know, he got a record. He's threatening to kill Cory Booker. But the police, where Cory's from, can't find T-Bone one. They got Salisbury steak. They got ribeye. They got filet. But they got no T-Bone. Now, as Booker faced off at the time against Republican Steve Lonergan, this is when they were going to replace Senator Frank Laudenberg, the tale of T-Bone came back with a vengeance. And they published an article in National Review, and they rehashed the story, quoting respected Newark historian Clement Price, who said the mayor confessed to him that T-Bone was a tall tale. He might as well have been talking about Paul Bunyan. In an interview with the Star Ledger Thursday, Price said again, Booker's story was made up. Corey realized that he had aired. I love how they put this up. Corey realized he had aired. No, Corey freaking lied. Said of his 2008 conversation with the mayor, he told me that that was my criticism of his invention of T-Bone made perfect sense to him, and he had made a mistake. He did not make a mistake. He lied. He intentionally lied. He wanted to get street cred the same way Andre Carson said he was a police officer, a beat cop in Indianapolis, Indiana, and he was a ticket cop. Now, I don't know how you feel, but the guy who's going to go out there and put himself in harm's way and a dude handing out tickets is a very different thing. He talked about the mean streets of Indianapolis and being a police in Indianapolis. And the meanest thing he ever did was argue with somebody saying, man, why you going to give me a ticket? Man, you just went off 3 minutes ago. Man, why you going to do it to your brother, man? Oh, look, I ain't got no control over you. Oh, man, you ain't nothing. Shut up. That's what they got. That was the biggest thing he ever faced. You think he was in a shootout over the ticket? Dude, why you writing me a ticket? I'm about to shoot you. You ain't going to shoot me. I'll shoot you. Meter maid. He's a glorified meter maid is what he is. Now, I was a cop on a mean street. They're a bunch of liars, all of them. Made a mistake. The Booker campaign wouldn't comment at the time. And they said he insisted that T-Bone was a real person, but then he later conceded that he used T-Bone to illustrate a point. I want you to understand, after he gets caught in his lie, he didn't go, well, I mean, no, I made a mistake. Yeah, you'd be right to call me on that. But, you know, I was illustrating the bigger point. Well, what would be the bigger point? Well, what did he say? Yeah, man, I was up talking and the dude was going to knife me. I said hello to this guy, and I'll never forget. This is what he says, and I'll never forget. He leaped off the steps where he was standing and looked at me and threatened my life. Now, what lesson is to be learned that you said hello to a guy and he leaped? Was he crazy? Were you talking about mental health? Or were you talking about mean-spirited, angry black guys? Like, were you telling people why you became such an angry black man, Cory Booker? Yeah. Man leaped off the steps. So, Corey knew he was lying. He got caught in a lie. And he knew it. And then here's what they said. He is an archetype of so many people that are out there. He's a 1,000% real person, Booker said in 2007. He changed it saying he's an archetype. An amalgamation like Obama's girlfriends, you know. They couldn't find him, so they said, oh, no, he had plenty, and they made up one, and she encompassed all of them. Because she didn't exist, because he's gay. He's bisexual. And, I mean, you know, you look at Michelle, who's more manly among those two? Be honest, between those two. Be honest. I mean, that's, you find an effeminate dude with a big old powerful woman like Michelle? Come on. Come on, you know they're going over to that the little Adam and Eve and getting some stuff for her to pleasure him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to be crass, but she'd whoop his butt if they had a fight. You know she would. You know who's the man in that relationship. Let me put it that way. So anyway, 6 years later, they tried to book it. They said it was too late to worry about the veracity of T-Bone. And a guy by the name of Rahman Muhammad, city union leader, who'd been one of Booker's strongest critics, was among those who originally questioned the veracity of T-Bone. He said he was baffled that Booker would use the character in the first place, except that it may appeal to donors. He actually has real experiences that he can share. To me, this does not disqualify him from being a cynic. These are urban stories that many of us have in this city. They may be different names, but there are different types of stories. Unfortunately, he made up a character. That is nothing but an excuse for saying, I accept him as a liar because he's a Democrat and a brother, and I don't have anybody else to vote for. Just be truthful, leftist. That's all we ask of you. Ain't that big of a deal. I got to leave it there. We'll take a short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.